Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. Feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who rocked out with us last week. We had a ball. I had so much fun with you guys. Just the poems, the whole show. You know, and I'm looking forward to a great show tonight as well. So hope you guys are relaxed, chilling, ready to kick back, vibe out. If you feel inspired to get on the mic, feel free to call 323-642-1532. Again, that number to call in so you can get on the mic is 323-642-1532. So just make sure you call in, and also, you know, just kick back and relax with us. If you have something going on in your community, please let us know so we can support you as well. Just call in. If you are listening via web, what's up? Big shout out to the Boom Boom Room, to 242 Bahamas in the building for listening to us tonight. And for everybody who is big shout out to people in all over the United States. We got people from Norway calling in, listening in, Paris, London. We appreciate you. All the people and all the stats that we have, we just appreciate you being on the air and just taking your time out on your busy schedule. Wherever you are in this world, I appreciate you. I like to show homage and just pay thanks to you. So that's my thanks to you guys, and we're about to keep rocking. I'm going to go ahead and run into the first round of Lyrical Cypher, so let's get it. He watched endlessly, night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage, replaying images of thoughts, emotions, unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each simile she gave birth to, spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her, as she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat, powerless, like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box, the comfort zone that held him high, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more, infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire, shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips. having no alternative but to dig deeper. For this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax. Reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy. Gathering the jigsaw pieces that embody her. Internalizing the inevitable. For she is poetry.
Non-stop turn and twist. Down over his mercy. Watch on the turn of my ground. Here much of my Me all a walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, tell me where you get it from. Knock on your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Girl, let me in me a meeting where you are waiting for. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, how will you get it from. Knock on your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Girl, let me in, why? Most of you would be more than dead to take you and lead you to the promised land. Me 20 foot diamond, all you got to do is be true, so let's go in. Fun, satisfy your emotion. At a body press, instantly she goes. She no old and tough, and she no got time no rust. This smooth and precious, like she never get a cut. One sunset, expand up, got to all and pull up. Eat it up, me and forget to eat a mouse. Think I walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, can tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, round pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, me have a thing. Pull up on the car, you no look for them way. You look good enough to get some. No matter what I can say, put on your clothes, it's like a display. Man, I swear I don't see about night and day. Would you be my only and the woman lay lay? We can't all just smile on our face and say, she wants a man for do the work, not once we play. I'm a rotten man, she says she won't want to stay. I'm would you wanna walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, from pop 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 pop. Girl, let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion. Talk like a champion, pass a piece of body, girl. How will you get it from? Knock on your entrance, bam 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 bam. Girl, let me in. Why? I sing. Oh man, I want to take a long, really start a plan. So hope you look, I come to one conclusion. What? You supposed to know the work, supposed to pull a action. Music I'm playing, your ways are respect. Non-stop ticking, just like a time bomb. I do every man want slam. Put your hands on and I walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Knock on your entrance, bam 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 bam. Can't let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, but walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. How will you get it from? Knock on your entrance, bam 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 bam. Can't let me in, cry. I'm going to win me more than time to take you and lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot diamond, all you got to do is be true. So let's go respond, satisfying your emotion. A top of the press, instantly. She was, she no old and tough, and she no got time no rust. Skin smooth and precious, like she never get a cut. One son's a expand, I got to all and pull up. Kill it up, me and forget to hit the mouth. Go to all and walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, round pa pa pam pam. Girl, let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, how will you get it from. Now find your entrance, round pa pa pam. Can't let me in. Why? Enough man a time. You no look for them where you look. Would you not forget some matter what I just say? Put on your clothes, it's like a display. Man I see you and I see you about night and day. Could I be only a new man lately? With a God just smile on our face and say, hey, hey. What a man fi walk it not fi play. What a marathon man who can stay. Me all walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Knock on your entrance, bam 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 bam. Can't let me in, me have the thing.
Yeah, this it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ day. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts. They're too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign. There's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink. But my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark. I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look at the bay, hoping to say they are the rage in the tears. Because I ain't safe. The mixture flipping these scratches, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the grave. haters fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation will have you stuck again. Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Stay on point. Motivation starts the moment you believe in yourself. It's that moment you're no longer complacent, but rather determined to reach beyond imagination into the reality that anything is possible within your reach. You just have to grab it with confidence and don't let go. Run with patience and let your hope float. There's always challenges ahead of you, but don't let that slow you down or pause you. You believe in you despite the negligence and negatives of people. Keep pressing no matter the odds. Be strong, be encouraged, be you, be motivated.
Yeah, yeah. Thinking out loud, ain't got a meal, but I got a few thou. Dance on the rear, make her say ah. Party over here, move in the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. Coast rave, born in the first state, fire I blaze, days in the maze, yeah. Got a lot of purple, calling me haze, and I sway like 45 shades, just get money, junior mafia say, made a deal on the block, got paid, deals with the rock stars, got made, no, not a slave, do my own thing, switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring, rock for the people, not for the label, like tissue, money on the table, straw hat, tilt with an angle, ribbon that match down to the ankles. Stop with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like wow, how'd he get that?
cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack. You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no friends. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In case town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a punk, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. I get in, get up, and get down. Party with friends in a penthouse house. That's how it is, or you can get out. Hands in the air, body rocking, bobbing, weaving, like you're boxing. Just for the evening, don't be a heathen. Look around, tricks for the treating. Like Halloween, St. Patty Green, Christmas wishes, New Year's Eve. This be an anthem for a dancer. Body enhancement, moving master. Dance floor, no place to park. Baby got back and placed it on the golden zip like polling strip. Private dancing, I had to sit. So remarkable and rhetorical, overcomes all of the obstacles that he faced in a ratty race. Never disgraced, but so complacent. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy, Cartier Genius, a.k.a. Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoy the first round. And I don't know about you guys, but right now I'm thinking out loud. So with that thinking out loud, I just want to encourage you guys, continue to keep loving yourself, keep writing, keep pushing, keep praying, whatever your dreams are, keep doing that thing. And with that being said, I'm about to open up the open mic lines for anybody who wants to get on the mic. Give everybody a shout-out that's on the line instead of going through. Just want to say thank you for calling in. And I know you guys could have done anything else, but you chose to rock out with me, so I appreciate that. So without further ado, first caller, what's up, what's up? We got Carlos in the building. I call him DMX of poetry. What's up, Carlos?
What's up, China? How you doing, sweetie?
Doing pretty good.
How everybody doing?
How about yourself?
That's good, that's good. I'm okay. I got my back up against the wall, but I will not lose. That's always. So I seek for the positive thing. So I don't worry about it. I'm gonna be all right anyway. I still got something positive to say.
All right, that's what's up. You got to turn the negative
always
into a positive.
That's right. That's right.
What
it's
you
Memorial
got for
weekend,
tonight?
Right? It's Memorial weekend. And all right,
yes,
man,
it
so
is.
It's a memory. And to me, memorials is about the memories. You know what I'm saying? My dad was in the military,
mm-hmm.
so I wrote a little. I didn't even get a chance to finish it the way I want to, but it was about my dad and personally. You know what I mean? And it just kind of speaks for itself. It's just me talking about myself. All right. I said it's been 3 years. It's been 3 years since I lost my dad, and I constantly find myself thinking about all the memories that we had. See, as a kid, I stayed fishing from the ocean to ponds, the rivers, and the creeks, and this wasn't no every now and then thing. We did this like 3-4 times a week. It was like catching them big catfish. Yeah, that was exciting. I had lots of fun. But it was nothing compared to my eighth grade birthday present. My dad bought me a gun, and he taught me how to shoot. I was shooting birds, rabbits, and squirrels. And by the time I hit my teenage years, he was paying me for the greatest challenge, girls. But at that time, I was hard-headed. For some reason, I refused to listen. And just like that fishing and hunting, a lot of the stuff that he was sharing, I was missing. Now I got my eyes on these chicks. But with them, I need a little money. And my dad wants me to ride down here to the creek. To me, see, that was funny. I told him to go ahead. He looked at me like I was crazy. And I should have just listened to what he said. Because by the age of 17, I done made me a baby. So he told me to come go to church with him. But I decided to run down to the club. He tried to get me to come back to go to work with him on the farm. But see, me, I chose to sell drugs. He told me to settle down. Said, no more kids, yo. Get a wife. But I kept on running. And now I end up still single. And the kids, I got 5. Man, I ran from city to city and from state to state. I wish I could go fishing now with my dad. But guess what, y'all? It's too late. See, if my dad was here, I could tell him my situation. He'd tell me how to win it. And all of the memories are awesome. But I just wish I could talk to him for about 5 more minutes.
That was beautiful.
Nah, I just miss my dad. And I know other people miss their folks too, man. And it was just for my dad, man. My dad, you know what I mean? It was just a little something, man, I threw together. And I know other people, they got folks that they miss, man. And if they all here, man, if your folks, man, you better cherish every moment that you got with everybody, man, because you never know, man, they could be gone one day. And they're not going to be there. So, I mean, cherish every moment that you got. Cherish every moment that you got with everybody. Anybody. I had one of my friends that just died about 6 months ago, and turned around and his son just died a couple of nights ago, man. His son, because he was dealing with the loss of his dad and making choices and stuff. He ended up, it cost him his life too. Man, and, I mean, people dealing with stuff, man. But you got to cherish the moment, cherish, you know what I'm saying, cherish life, man. Seek happiness with your folks, man, and the good memories. I remember those. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Everybody keep your head up anyway. That's all I can tell anybody.
That's right. Look, stay on the line, please. I appreciate you sharing that poem. And we also appreciate your transparency.
That's all. Hey, yo, y'all enjoy yourselves, man. Enjoy the show.
All right. All right, everybody, that was Carlos. I call DMX of Poetry spitting some fire, so we appreciate you. Also, for everybody who's listening, if you feel inspired, or you enlightened, or you just want to let us know what's going on in your community, please feel free to call 323-642-1532. All right, we got another caller on the line. What's up, what's up? We got Miss Nikki on the line.
Hey, China, how are you?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm good. How's your week been?
It's been going great. I can't complain.
That's good. Okay, it's been cool. It's been very cool. Excited about my girls graduating and just trying to prepare for that. It's mind blowing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one going to high school, another one going to middle school. So
that's awesome. Just trying to, I know you're happy. You better get them out. Out of the house soon, ain't you?
Girl, you just don't know the half of it. I'm ready, but I'm not ready, you know. But because these are my two last babies, so, you know, I enjoy these two.
Girl, enjoy the moments.
Yeah, I'm trying. They're going to be gone the whole summer, though.
You got it. Oh, yeah. You're going to enjoy yourself.
I am.
You got something for me?
I will see you soon.
Uh-oh. Somebody coming to North Cackalacky.
North Cackalacky.
That's right.
Okay.
We got some for this, tonight?
Yes, I do, actually. And I've been, you know, dealing with a lot of fake people. so far. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mm-hmm. It's going to come in all shape, forms, or fashion. But you got to know how to distinguish the ones, the fake ones from the real ones. And, you know, I just wanted to write this little piece right quick. It says,
okay.
I come like a thief in the night, blind to the naked eye, yet I'm in plain sight. You may not expect me. I'm like an unwanted guest, dropping by your home address. And after I leave you, you'll be at your best. No need to run, and don't even hide. You see, I take everything in stride. Do unto others as you wish to be done, because having me in your life could never be fun. Doing right by others is the only way. If you want to keep me far away, who am I? You really want to know? When I'm done with you, you'll want me to go. Don't ignore me. You see, I run this show. And after it's all said and done, then I'll go. Who am I? You ask again. I'm the one that has not one friend, but I will play with you until the very end. My name is Karma. Now can I come in? That's it.
Oh, shoot. I had to stay pause for a minute. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, who am I? I was like, Nikki. And then my mom, he was like,
no.
Karma.
Karma. Yep, Karma.
Oh, wow.
Karma got everybody in.
She ain't no joke.
She ain't.
Mm-hmm.
She a cold piece.
You trip me out when you say cold piece. You sound like pimps, man. You like, she's a cold piece.
Hey, my two uncles and my brother was a pimp, so, I mean, hey.
I know. I was like, was y'all in Chicago?
Nah.
I'm just messing.
They ran the Bay Area.
Okay, I see. I'm right now. Oh, the literally Bay Area, B-A-E?
The Bay
B-A-Y.
Area. Yeah, the B-A-Y area.
No, I know what you were saying. I was doing a double entendre.
Oh, duh.
Yeah. But okay, yeah. Good. Well, we appreciate you, lady. Stay on the line.
All right.
Bring it back.
Okay.
I got you. Bye. All right, everybody, that was Miss Nikki spitting those bars. Get it, girl. I am scared of you. I can't. Nikki is off the chain. All right, y'all. Let's get it.
Oh!
See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope fiend. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. It really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. And what did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else, it didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. As long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were, or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash, as long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off, or your rent was due, or your food, no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady, and yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all, as I ran the entire East Coast. I was leading my own folks astray. But back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing. But to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff to my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. Another friend was like, I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008. And he won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew, back in the day, she was a real sexy lady. But she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of 3 crack babies. I can only imagine how many went to prison. And even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now, even though that I've changed, y'all, later, and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game. And I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody need an ear, or maybe just some encouraging words, remember, this is not another story. This is the truth, not just something that I heard.
Just warm, I know you looking down. Look at me now, hold the permanent frown. It was more that you wanted, but life became my opponent. Just wish you were around, wishes I never found. Feet cement the ground, I get it though. What you put out, you catch feelings though. How can I cope if my heart is broke? Thinking I'm dope cause I could bridge a flow. Connect meanings like season, I'm leaving till November. Be back by dinner, don't think they'll notice. Think it'll add ease. Tease me cause my heart is weak. They use the devil against me. Devil comes in forms we can't see. Sneaking hard to the comfortable. So I never sleep. Love is inevitable. So I'll be back this week. Back to the pain and stay surface. When I see your faces, when I see hurting, I'm more certain it's you. From my lyrical arrangement, get to amazing from hell's basement. Look, Gima, we made it. We were craving much success from aging in all distress, aiding all this pain, exporting all this pain to the far left. Lord rep, reputation of hard-headedness. Dying need a hard medicine. Wasn't ready for hard living without forgiveness. It's hard leverage over my God body and sin repetitive. With no end, then seeing heaven yet. Not forgetting if I leave, you'll be very sick. Cough up a long, sing a song, I'm not feeling it. Break out in songs in my palms, it's my gift. Here's what God is here. And if you decide to drop it this time, bury this off. If it's painless, learning the hard way from being angry, getting aggy, probably the lack of daddy. Maybe the lack didn't back me, just drag me across the plains. What was plain had flavor. Mama had it hard, but it made her. I didn't have it made, but it could change up. Laughing at the sky like you just got your weight up. Discover the path of what's written on paper. Even dreams take detours to get papers. Aiming at the sky with my feet up. Thinking all the skill, cause she lacked what's real. She looked for comfort with no heart to heal. Guess I'll ill it from here. They can't kill me from near. Only thing that I fear, I'm still in possession of the heart I kept tracking. Kept it next to me, kept tracking me. only thing I'm moving on is my soul.
I seen love at first sight. With her, I thought I would love her with all my might. You see, I wanted to walk for sandy beaches and hold her hand to understand that love would not be lost. Can't let the cost to be bought. I would have to wind and dine her to make her feel real special. Out of point of control, showing her that the ghetto is not the place that she has to be made old. Bring her out of the house, show her great things to understand that she could be loved also. She's not taking her virginhood, not taking her safe place, but understand this is the greatest thing that she could be made. Made for a great man's love, like blue doves flying from above. See, this is the wind beneath her wings that carries her greatly high within a great man's sky. Understand, see, it's clear. This is a great day, a brighter day to be in love. See, I enjoy the great set, the great satin of her steps, the great satin of her soul. See, her dress continue to sway to a great man's feet. Song and dance. Her hair is smooth like silk and skin smooth like caramel. Smells something like sweet like a great man's robe. After each day, I want to get up and make sure that I can rise. You see, we're looking at each other's eyes, our brown eyes, and likewise, and otherwise, we understand that we're loving each other. We want to be together forever. Walk hand in hand on the great man's beaches. Understand, see, we won't beseech each other, but understand that we have to be together. Join with great man's among greatness and let God guide us. Great man's footsteps. I understand that we gotta be loved. Love from above like a great man's dove. See, this is how we have to do it. Understand there's nothing to it. Knowing it and loving it and showing it. This is what we'll do. You see, together we'll love each other for eternity. We'll be together with a great man's entity. See, she's loving me and I'm understanding that I have to guide her, love her, teach her, protect her. With holding matrimony, we hold hands to understand that this is bad man, no last man stand. See, I'm loving myself because I'm loving her. She's feeling me, smiling at me. She can trust in me that I guide her to the greatest heights of this world and that nothing happens to her. No hurt, harm, or danger will come to her. See, we are very great kids and children, understand? See, we be more abundantly great for each other, understand? That we are love, show love like great roses. The only rose in my garden, I got the flower and bloom her great. This is not fake, but see, we sitting upon a great cloud and smile. Today, everything is worthwhile living, not dust our wilding. But understand, this is the greatest reason to be alive. To be with love for someone is very special. Not just a four-letter word, but word of passion. Our great men understand this is not a stash. Not something that you take for granted, or not understanding, not a beat. Great man, see me for our own brains, and understand that our love will always grow, never fail, never fall by the wayside. This is not a junkyard statistic, but something that's needed to be loved as we take the great walks and great heights, and understand that our love is always intuition.
Play your guitar. The way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings like you're loving on me. Infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody to soothe me. Release me. Kiss me. Hold me. Love me. And never leave me. Play that guitar.
me, only me, therapeutically, play for me. Let the song be never ending. Play those strings, love on the strings, for me.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna. I hope you guys enjoyed that round of the Lyrical Cypher. I'm going to go ahead and open the open mic lines, right? We got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up, Nikki?
Hey. Okay.
Hey, this girl, what you got for us?
Okay. You caught me off guard, but I'm coming, I'm coming. This one is called Speaking Without a Voice. How can you hear me if you don't listen? Me with without money is the only thing that's missing. I'm not like all the rest. I don't claim to be your best. But how can I speak without a voice? Being with you, yeah, that was my choice. You say you love me, but love ain't supposed to hurt. I'm educated, smart, and love to work. But what does that even matter? If my purse ain't getting no fatter. That's the mentality that you wish I had in me. But in reality, I'm just plain old me, Nikki. You see, I never gave you the part of me that was so plain to see. I gave you the best of all parts of me, my heart, my soul, even the hurt within inside me. I don't know what your perception of me is or what I should be. Maybe one day I would be wifey, or you just say, forget it, and want to be free. I try to tell you how I feel, but your feelings always trumps mine. Like it don't even matter, just stay blind. I care too much, I love too hard, my feelings get hurt with no regard, with no disregard. I have a choice, I have a voice, and I would like you to hear it. Maybe if you wouldn't be so self-indulged just a little bit, the hurt you felt from long before me, I wish you could just let it be. As for me, I have had my trust issues, but I don't go through the ups and downs. No, baby, that's you. We will never get to a good place if we always keep the past in our face. Unfortunately, you have the only choice. How can I if I'm speaking without a voice? Love is not only a four-letter word. The hurt you feel from the one you love when you just want to be heard. I'm speaking without a voice. That's it.
That was beautiful, Eddie.
Speaking without a voice.
Well, I mean, that happens. That happens,
yeah.
And like I said, I appreciate your transparency, too.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, Lenny, well, I will most definitely please stay on the line. I'm going to do one more round, and we're going to get out of here a little early tonight. So you guys can
vibe
out and enjoy the rest of y'all Tuesday, too. So,
okay, for sure.
Just for everybody, thank you, Eddie. For everybody who is listening tonight, I like to, like, as I grow and go, I like to give back and give to you, like I say, and that's just like my mantra. And, I'm still learning, still growing. And, like I say, when I give to you, it's totally up to you what you do with it. You can use it or you lose it. I won't be offended. But I'm going to do my part as far as giving you what I got. I guess, what's that song, Giving You the Best That I Got? I know Nikki got me. Is that Anita Baker? Let me check with Miss Nikki.
Anita
Baker.
All right.
So you my height girl. I had to check. Well, she's like, that's Anita Baker. I knew you were about to say that.
Yeah, that's Anita Baker.
But that's all I can do, Give You the Best I Got.
I was on it.
See, Anna, do you see how I hyped you up? Because you was like, oh, yeah, that was my form. And then you was like, I need a banker. See, I love it. You see how God does it? Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
You feel me? I got to ask. Yes, he will. Man, my homeboy say that. My homeboy, they say Willie won't. Yes, he will.
Willie won't.
He's crazy. Oh my God.
Wow.
But yes, and I just love the fact that your spirit changed that quick. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
You all hyped and stuff. Like,
I'm good.
What are you doing? Yes, Anita Baker.
I'm good.
Awesome. All right. Well, I had to mess with you.
Yeah, all right, I know.
So, I'm gonna go ahead and go into what I was saying to you guys, and what I'm learning. You guys have heard me talk about cycles, and we all repeat cycles daily, you know. But that is something that happens on a regular basis. Any decision you make, you decide to go left, something's gonna test you and make you go right. To try to get you to go right, it's still a choice. So basically, I want to talk about choices, and I know Nikki has a poem called Choices for anybody who hasn't heard it. I'm gonna play it a little bit later. I'll probably play it after I finish this. And that's just another form of choices. But we all have choices. You know, saying different things that we do, different things that we, you know, we go through in life. There are choices, and we do know that those choices come with consequences. Via good, via bad. And there are times that we do make some bad decisions. I can admit to my own faults. You know, sometimes we make bad decisions, but with those bad decisions, I just want you to don't stay in the pity party. Learn from it, grow from it, and keep pushing, and don't allow anybody to hold you hostage. Own your own ship. I say that because that's my way of saying take ownership. Own your own ship. So nobody else can hold you hostage with it. Like, just do what you can do to be a better you. And that's the best way I can say it. And like I say, there will be choices. You won't always make the right choices, but I listen to motivation speaking every morning, and I love it. It pushes me because I need somebody to motivate me too. You know, I appreciate the friends that I have who do take time to motivate me daily. There's a few that take time out to motivate me as well, and I need that because I need to be fed just as much as I'm feeding you guys. Feed me back. Give me something. If you heard about something, hit me up on the show and say, like, text me, inbox me, let me know you want to speak on that thing. Teach me something, too, because I'm open. I'm open to learn. I'm not my cup isn't full, you know, and I'm willing to learn new things because I don't know everything. But I do want to share with you guys what I learned, and hopefully it helps. If it doesn't, that's cool. Hopefully it helps somebody, you know, but I'm just learning to give back and continue to give back on a regular basis. And like I say, with those choices, Les Brown said it best. But success, just fail forward. You will fail at times, but keep moving forward. And I never heard it like that. Fail forward, because you're going to fail. Like, different things you're going to want to do, your dreams, is not going to be easy. But I realized about myself, and I said this when I was a kid, like, nothing in my life has ever come, the things that have come easy, I didn't appreciate it, but the things that I appreciated. So the things that came in my life, majority of the things that came in my life were not easy, but I appreciated the journey. So with that being said, appreciate the journey, understand the choices, and that's going to happen. Life is going to happen. But just take ownership of your angel, your devil, and keep right on moving. And just know that they're there. Be true to thine own self. So, love you guys. I'm going to go ahead and move into the next round. Hopefully that helped somebody. If it didn't, did the best I could, you know. But I'm going to play Choices, and I'm also going to play right behind that, trying to get the guy by my homeboy Tim Jackson, because it's so true. All right, let's get it.
Let alone to accept without question or to reject in solitude. Dependence versus independence, and fulfillment against unmet need. Decisions about submission. My dreams are active, my fantasies are heavy. Desire burns as bright as a flame. Choices to grow narrow as I weigh emotional practicality with foolish impulse until one emerges, who will remove all hesitation from the decision to love without reservation. You see, love is what you make it. For me, I was gone when you stepped around that corner and our eyes met.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me. Constantly, I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision, I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye, that's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Beholder, beauty and grace, got your booty and lace. Just hold up, wait, no more debate. Can't forget to mention, she look like she's three dimensions. 36, 24, 36 perfection. Pretty, hot, and tempting. Pretty, hot, and tempting, looking for retention. Pretty, hot, and tempting. Pretty, hot, and tempting, looking for retention. Pretty, hot, and tempting. sliding, steering, gripping, and riding. Driving through the telly, making numerous deposits. You can be my lady, going with D'Angelo crazy. Even have my baby, the genetics are amazing. Emblazing like Cajun, with sexy persuasion. Love and contagion, like a quarantine agent. The angel above, delicate as a dove. And you know we have it all, live it up and just ball. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention.
Everybody, this is your girl Chyna with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Gonna go ahead and open the open mic lines one more time. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. I have a 903 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is Chyna.
What's up? How's it going, Chyna? This is Eric again.
Oh, how you doing? Glad to have you back on the line.
Thank you. I'm doing all right. Just exhausted from work.
I understand that. You got something for us tonight?
Yes, I do.
All right.
This one is controversial, but this is actually inspired by the same song I said last time. They're coming to take away.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're coming to take me away. All right.
Okay.
They're coming to take away our guns is the title of this one. They're coming to take away our guns. Remember when the Second Amendment of the United States of America was actually a privileged right to bear arms and to even overthrow the government with each state's militia if it became treasonous or treasonous? Remember when we could carry our guns either concealed or open carried on our hips, in our vehicles, and in our houses way before mass school shootings, mass concert shootings, mass church shootings, mass Waffle House shootings, and mass everything else shootings became a mimicking trend in today's society? Remember when the Democrats and liberals wanted to sue the National Rifle Association for enabling people to own whatever guns they want to have? And when the Republicans heard this, they laughed. Ha ha, ha ha. Remember when the Democrats and liberals wanted to sue and shut down all gun manufacturers in the United States of America? And when the Republicans heard this, they laughed. Hee hee, ha ha. Remember when the government finally gave in to the Democrats and liberals' screaming demands of more extreme gun control laws and even taking all of our guns away? Remember when the government came and knocked down our doors demanding that we give up our guns while they point their guns in your face? And we told them, you can have our guns over our cold, dead corpses, and good luck finding them, you fascists and pinko swine. And we laughed afterwards. Ha ha, hee ha, ha ha. Remember when the government trashed our houses, our sheds, our storage buildings, our farms, our silos, our businesses, and every habitable and inhabitable building on our lands and in our towns, cities, and metroplexes in order to try and find our guns and take them away from us? And they were laughing the entire time. Hearty ha ha ha. Hee hee ha ha. Remember when the government finished destroying everything we own and felt no remorse about doing it and not finding any of our guns anywhere? And when they realized it was all to no avail, we laughed and laughed and laughed. Hee-haw, ah-ha-ha-ha-ha, ha-hee, wah-wah, wah-wah. Remember, afterwards we laughed and laughed, continued laughing, until we cried and began coughing. Hee-hee, ha-ha, hee-ha, ha-ha, hearty-har-har, wah-wah, wah-wah, and peace.
Oh, wow, we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Most definitely, Alan, right?
Eric.
I'm sorry, I got it wrong.
Yep.
My bad. We had another Alan call in. Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing your truth and also sharing your art.
Well, thanks so much for the platform, and thanks for having me I'm going to try to come when I can to the show.
Okay.
It all depends on my job, so.
Okay. Well, our next show, we have June 23rd, if you can make it.
Okay.
All right.
June 23rd?
Please.
All right.
Yeah, June 23rd in Kinston at the Arts Council.
Okay, cool.
All right, everybody. That was Eric. We appreciate you. We got one more call on the line. Going to put on the mic. Go ahead and prepare her, Miss Nikki, so you can close out the show.
Hello. That was my last one. I don't have anything for anything else. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you good, girl. Any last words? Because, you know, you do your thing with that.
No, I just want people to understand that, you know, it's a lot that's going on in the world. And, you know, we all got to stick together no matter what as a minority. And, you know, it's hard for us to do that. You know, again, you remember the conversation we had before? It's like crabs in a bucket. Everybody's trying to push each other down instead of lift each other up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm saying is, can we all just get along?
That's true. And I do look at that for not just the minority. I look at that for everybody because I believe
anybody, right?
In my mind,
it's harder for us because it's like we can't, you know, we can't get along with each other for nothing.
I don't think it's all of us because like that would be a stereotype. Yes, this is
I'm
my
not
fault.
Stereotyping.
Think,
it's just
was,
that it's bad for us because, you know, I have to say, Koreans can get along with each other, Hispanics can get along with each other, white folks can get along with each other. It's just us for some reason.
I don't know. I disagree. I disagree because we get along. You feel me? So if we say it's all, it's just like to me. The reason why I'm disagreeing is because I'm pretty sure every race goes through the exact same thing. Everybody's not gonna get along. Everybody's not gonna have each other's back. You know what I'm saying? No matter what color you are, this is my thoughts. No matter what color you are, there's gonna be controversy. Like he was talking about controversy. There's going to be some controversy. But I also know that through you're speaking on your truth. Your truth is what you experience with the people that you know. But we have a habit of saying all, like, no, it's all our people. It's not because you and I get along.
Right.
You feel me? And we're both black. And I'm a multitude of races. Like, they call me Tana, but I'm Creole, black, Indian. I have Korean in me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got all these different things in me. But guess what? I get along with everybody outside of ignorance that might come around. So they don't stop my flow.
Right. That's my diversity. I get along with any and everybody, all shape, form, or fashion. I get along. But, you know, it's like some people just don't get it. You know, I was on Facebook yesterday, and it was a post about Malcolm M. Martin. And it went from Malcolm and Martin to about religion. And it wasn't about religion, but the person made it about religion. And I'm like, wow, can we all just get along? Because, you know, it's not about the conversation wasn't about what they made it about. And it was just long, drawn out. And I'm like, wow, you know. And at the end of the day, I'm like, again, can we all just get along? You know? So.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, most definitely. Yeah, but I'm going to say one thing, Nikki, and I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay.
I had a friend of mine. And, as a matter of fact, I'm going to call his name out because he is actually one of my producers, one of my good friends. I was just in his wedding. And
okay.
It's amazing. I was just his name is Cartier Jesus, but he was pissed off because he had bad experiences with relationships with poets. So he was like, "F poets, I ain't dating no more poets." Blah blah blah. So I'm listening to all of this. I'm saying, you know, like he basically summed it up like all poets ain't nothing. Blah blah blah.
Right.
So I'm listening to him, and I'm calm, and I'm quiet, and I wait till he got it all out, because I know there are times that you have to get it all out. Sometimes as your friend, I will interject, you know what I'm saying, because I might interject because I want to help steer you in the right way, but something said, wait, let him get it all out. And I asked him a question. I said, aren't you a poet? He said, yeah. I said, then nobody should date you either.
And right.
You see what I'm saying? So when he was like, oh, God, and he was taken back for a minute. I was like, because when you say all, I said, I'm a poet. So I don't agree with you saying that every poet ain't nothing. You know, every poet is blah, 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 because if that's the case, you're talking about yourself.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you say it's all or it's the minority or the majority, you think it's all, it's not. And then the world will start believing because you feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Especially if they believe
that's
in what
the way
you're
it
saying.
Is.
They'd be
yeah.
like, oh, shoot. It's, and they're like, well, you ain't nothing either, so you're talking about your own people.
Right.
You feel me? And the crazy part
right.
about it is he married a poet. Won't he do it?
Right.
You see what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
So that, and he took it back. He took it back immediately, but I love that dude. But I'm so, like, I had to put it out there in Front Street because, like, listen to yourself. Like, we have to take ownership of our own ship, the things that we say, the things that we put out there, we speak life on. I'm going to claim it's going to get better.
Right.
Like, I'm flipping
You're
that
right.
thing into a
You're
positive.
Right.
It's not going to be all bad. Everybody, and just because one person is a bad apple does not mean everybody is.
Well,
that's and
that's,
that was the only thing
I
was going to say. But I see what you're saying,
you're,
but when we say all the minority, we are part of the minority,
right.
and that's the only reason I said that. Because if that's the case, then we're the same way. All of us the same.
That is so true. That is so true.
So we're not. Yeah,
no,
so
we're
that's not.
Not
the case. So that's the only reason I said that. Mm-hmm. Because that includes
so
our
right.
kids. That includes everybody. That means our kids ain't, you know, crabs in a barrel. It means, you know, you see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Yeah,
so,
it includes everything, and yourself. So,
and you're
yeah.
right. But, I mean,
exactly.
what I was saying is, you know, we have the tendency to always try to pull, you know, instead of, like I said, lifting each other up.
Right.
We always try to pull each other down.
But see,
and
when you say we, that means it's us.
Us. And me included, you know, we always try to pull each other down. And like I said, it's like crabs in a bucket. You know, no one person is really, trying to make it to the top. Everybody's trying to make it to the top, but that it's that, you know, it seems like it's that one, maybe, that's pulling everybody down. Pulling everybody down.
Mm.
And that's how I depicted that post yesterday, you know.
Oh, okay.
Was, you know, the post was just like not about what that person made it about. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if they just wanted to be seen or whatever the case may be, but at the same time, it wasn't even about that. And it was long and drawn out.
Mm-hmm.
And my ending comment was, can we all just get along?
I understand.
You know?
All right, Lenny. Well, we appreciate you most definitely.
All righty.
All right, everybody, that was Miss Nikki on the line. Thank you, Lenny.
All righty.
All right, you guys, before I close out, I'm going to end with one more song. But before I do that, I was sitting there thinking about what Eric said, what Nikki said, and I just think that we have to they say, the old school people say, it's not where you're from, it's where you're at. And I really believe that it's not where you're from, it's where you're at in your mind. You know what I'm saying? Like how you operate now. And everybody's not the same. Everybody's different. I believe, I said this yesterday to one of my artists and a good friend of mine. We were talking, and I was saying that we all are cut from the same cloth because we're all human beings. But we all are imperfectly, but perfectly, individually made to be who you are. You are all, I look at everybody as art. We're all art. We are all different, but we all connect if we allow it. And I understood what she was saying about the crabs in the barrel, because there are people who don't want to allow it. But those are the people you pray for, because I really believe, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And that's all of us, because we all fall short. And that's what I was saying about, just to back it up about what I said earlier about choices, just to put it, mesh this all together so you understand where I'm coming from, and that we all have choices. And you can choose to be a crab in a barrel and try to continue to take from others, but those are the people I call conquerors. Those are the people who stay unsatisfied, unfulfilled, because you're constantly trying to conquer someone or something else, and you're never satisfied. But true success comes with some failures. True success comes with some lessons. True success comes with a journey that you will choose to appreciate one day when you realize the success that you've reached and the things that you had to go through. It's just like losing weight. Man, it's like hard. I'm trying to get some weight off me. But it's worth what I'm enduring right now to get there, because I don't want to live to die. I want to die. I'm dying to live. Like, I mean, that's my way of saying, like, I'm ready to live and enjoy life, but I know it requires me changing my life so I can actually chill in style, you know, my style. You know, like, even though I'm happy where I'm at, but I also know I can do more. I can do better. I know my choices got me here to get this weight off me, but I can also make some choices to get the weight off me. But I also realize sometimes the weight that we're trying to get off of us with this physical weight, that weight could have been emotional eating. It, you know, so like digging that root up, I'm a root digger. So digging those roots up to figure out why I made the decisions I made, why did I make these choices? You know what I'm saying? Instead of blaming the world and saying the world did it, because the world might let you down. But 9 times out of 10, you let you down. The world can't let you down. It's your choice if you allow them to let you down, or you change it. You know, so you change, you switch it up and figure out what's best for you. That's not being selfish. You're actually, it's called self-love. Take care of you so you can actually pour that and give that back to somebody else. Because a lot of people ask for things that they don't know how to give to the other people. So they give you falsified love and expectation or a fantasy of love, but they don't even give it to themselves, so they don't know what it feels like. And then they wait for you to give them something that they're giving you, which isn't real. Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense, what I'm saying to you guys. But love yourself. Take care of you. And give the love back to those that you might feel like you don't agree with. You know, but you don't have to, like I said, you don't have to kill yourself. But just pour into yourself. You know, love yourself. Pour into your cup and be open to let somebody else pour into your cup as well. So that's enough of my preaching for tonight. I hope you guys enjoy the show so far. Everybody who's listening via web, I thank you. I can see your stats up there later. And if you want to connect with me, my name is Clavette Roberts on Facebook. That's my government name. You can also find my Illusions Open Mic page, also the Lyrical Cypher Radio page. And we have a True Hearts page, and we also have my China page. So it's CHYNA. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. This is one of my homeboys who is kind of like summing up what I'm talking about. It's about really looking at you and finding balance. You know, balance within yourself and realizing you have choices. So let's get it.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels, perched on a branch with a single question: are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless, and he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, "It's been a while since I've seen you here." The salamander said, "Listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors." The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched, he grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black, peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
I want to bid you all a good night. Thank you all for calling in to the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you said something tonight that helped you guys. I hope the tracks and the songs and different things you heard gave you something to think about. We had just a few things, and I appreciate Nikki pointing to us, Carlos and Eric. We appreciate you. And all the people who are listening via phone, I just want to shout you out. I see you on my call list. But instead of putting you on the line, I just want to tell you thank you. And for everybody who's listening via web, I can't see you, but I'll see the stats later. Thank you for calling in. Hope you guys have a great night. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. And we cannot do this without you guys. So you guys be easy. See you next Tuesday.